David Walls, a retired sociology professor at Sonoma State, has long been interested in and studied what he calls songs of social change in American history. One of the earliest examples he cites comes from the Civil War era, a song still sometimes sung today, the Battle Hymn of the Republic.
Which was essentially an anthem of the abolitionist movement, and I think accounts for helping shift the climate of opinion in the North from understanding the Civil War as a secular campaign to preserve the Union, which is what Lincoln always portrayed it as, to a sacred crusade to end slavery, which I think is what it became, partly because of the enormous bloodshed that needed more justification. And that song, of course, is the basis for Solidarity Forever, probably the most powerful Union song in the United States.
But that song's melody goes back even further and was later adopted for another important protest song.
Both are variations on John Brown's Body, which was first anonymously sung by a militia from Boston that publicized this tune as they marched down to the South. The Battle Hymn of the Republic was built off of that.
Fast forward to the mid-20th century, and we find that music was an even bigger part of the civil rights movement, Walls says, especially its roots in the black churches of the South.
Music is so powerful. It operates on a different level than rational thinking. You have music going on a different plane. It's very emotional, and that binds people together and overcomes their fears, builds solidarity. All those things made it ideally suited to the civil rights movement in the South. It was much less effective when the civil rights movement came north.
It was during this time, he adds, that movement leaders recognized the importance of creating and popularizing new songs to carry their message. A prime example was We Shall Overcome.
It was actually consciously promulgated and taught by Guy Kerwan at the Highlander Institute in Tennessee, who makes the point that this music doesn't just happen spontaneously. To a major extent, you have to have people whose commitment is to developing and teaching that music before it can be adopted on a basis as wide, say, as the U.S. South, which We Shall Overcome was.
Some of these same songs were also employed as anthems of protest against the Vietnam War a few years later. But Walls observes that new songs from that era have not enjoyed the same staying power.
There are certainly some classics there, songs like Country Joe's, Vietnam Rag. It was more protest music aimed at that time, but it was still lively music and made a strong point during that time, but although it stayed mainly in the white rock mode.
And today, Wall says, it has become difficult to find music that can offer the same unifying sense of solidarity to modern causes.
Finding a music that's common to the different cultures, common both to the white activists and to the Latinos, who have different musical traditions. Unless you go to something like De Colores, which is an old favorite, but it hasn't been exactly structured as a protest song.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.